house on the outside and the inside. Yes. You can't have, you can fool the people sometimes, but you can't fool the people all the time. And if a believer looks that clean, what is a knower supposed to be like? 100 immaculate times more sharper.
I praise this to Allah, God, in the person of Master Wasdi Fah Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, coming through the Mark Controlling, the Master Jamer. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you look at Final Call newspapers of Muhammad, because you look at Taste of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you see how sharp them believers is, and how sharp they look, and then you claim to be a knowing temple of yourself.
Yes, sir.
The mathematics don't tell it.
Right.
It's like the impact of the believers, the impact of looking at them believers, the impact of that picture upon your mind and upon your thoughts.
Yes,
sir. And you should know something about the impact of the knowers. What it be when you see a knower that's foul? Look how sharp and immaculate that person is.
Yes, sir.
You're not walking around in a lax, you're walking around in a more civilized, cultured military manner, where if they set something on top of your head, it would balance like it did in the East. They walk with baskets and garbage cans on top of their head, don't have no hand up there to hold it.
Yes, sir.
Because their spine, they're erect.
Yes, sir.
You can't even go around the corner now with a hat on your head without the wind blowing it off.
Yes,
don't even
sir.
Have to blow. It won't even stay up to your head. You can't even hold your head up there because it's rocking back and forth too slick.
Yes, sir.
Too hip. Can't even keep a gown on straight.
Yes, sir.
You put your shoe on and keep it tied up right. You got to, well, I just thought I'd tie it in this other fancy way.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you're riding in the car. You can't even sit up properly in a car. You lean all over to the side. Elbows dug into the wall.
Yes, sir.
That's not a proper way of sitting.
Yes, sir.
There's a civilized way of sitting. The car is designed for you to sit upright and perfect, not lean all over and to the left like I'm hip.
Yes, sir.
If I turn up with my back in the corner of the seat,
yes, sir.
And I sit with your back against the seat.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
I may want to stick your foot up in the seat. Or children crawl all around on the floor all up under you.
Yes, sir.
I never was able to do that. None of your old children from the old school was able to do none of that. You sit up in that chair like a man's supposed to. You sit up in that chair like a woman's supposed to.
Yes, sir.
And if we went to move out of there, they used to put their knuckles through our head and mold us.
That's right. Yes, sir.
We'd sit there, no matter how we cry, each other, I don't want to hear that crying.
That's right. Yes, sir.
They didn't beckon to our crying. Crying didn't mean nothing. I don't want to hear that neither.
That's right. That's
yes,
right. Ben not had no back talk.
So we learned that we might could get away with our so-called mothers or someone that was slack on us, or our auntie that was taking care of us that was just a little slack on that. Boy, we would run over that person. But as soon as you tell us so-and-so is coming, that is your parents, that's really sticky, your mother and your father, bam, we was obediency.
Yes, sir.
And wouldn't even touch nothing of theirs.
That's right. Yes, sir.
They room peeking their clouds or none of that.
Yes, sir.
When they went to open their mouth, we was listening.
Yes, sir.
But the one that just a little slack, oh, don't be sorry. We vow to that person.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, remember how you heard the word. Remember how you was raised the proper way.
Yes, sir.
You know? And when the sun was down, we was in the house. And yes. If we wasn't in the house, we wish we was in the house the next time.
Yes, you sure did. Yes, sir.
And if we turned the radio up loud and any of that stuff, we wish we wouldn't have broken through and all in the floor there. When we get caught, we wish we'd never done that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we wouldn't do it again.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'll be doing that myself. I guess, of course, I dropped my pocket knife on the floor down there. It better be there when I come back where I dropped it.
Yes, sir.
That's
right. I leave
my
money in there, and I don't want to allow you in my room. Period. He just lies in his room.
Yes, sir.
He made sure I rambled through my so-called mother's stuff, but I didn't ramble through my so-called mother's stuff. Hell no.
Yes, sir.
And he used to say, boy, when you hit me, when I step to the door, and I whistle, whoo-whoo, whoo-whoo, if you're not even made to that whistle, and by the time I quit whistling it, I know how long it'll take from you to get to that point to this door. If you're not there, you was outside of my range, and that's it, mister.
Yes, sir.
We used to hear, whoo-hoo, whoo-hoo, we do. Come on. And if we was outside that range, we clapped it off. We would have another person stand there where he could hear that whistle, and they'd tell us, hey, he's whistling. And we have to hit it, man.
Yes, sir.
And when he do whistling, we better be standing there right in front of
him. Yes, sir.
Yeah, boy, you just 10 steps off. Mm-hmm. You're going to answer for that 10 steps, huh? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh? But I'll pay you that. Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
That's the way it was.
Yes, sir.
Once upon a time in the West. And our so-called father came out here to California by himself with his family.
Yes, sir.
There didn't be no mamas hanging on to his coattail.
Yes, sir.
They came father and lady because they knew that he was right, what he was doing.
Yes, right.
All migrated, and so all brothers and everything migrated out here.
That's right.
You understand? He made his way by himself. That's the way it was. And when we walked, we stayed right on his, we stayed right beside him.
Yes, sir.
We didn't slack back or lag back. They just learned to walk a pace.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the real school.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the ones that taught the white man how to behave, and how his children, how the first children behave, the midwife. I'm talking about the real parents.
Yes, sir.
White man didn't teach himself that way. The black families taught him. You know?
Yes, sir.
And crying didn't mean a damn thing, because that's just a game.
Yes, sir.
I just put that out because you can go get him now if you want to.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Answer so called Jabari was saying that he has a sister over there that he
found another one?
Yes, sir. And he was saying that when he come he said he was gonna come up here, I think, on the first or something.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was saying he wasn't coming by himself, he was bringing his sister. So we was telling him know that we would bring that forth to you and see what you had to say about it. But this particular sister that he's talking about, he called me and he said he wanted me to speak with the sister, and he was telling me that he met the sister on the corner or something, and she does a lot of drinking and all this all the time, and that she was a Christian, but he had been speaking some of the knowledge with her, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So when I spoke with the sister and I was asking her, was she interested in getting to learn about her true black self and who she really is, you know, and try to clean herself up and things?
Yes, ma'am.
And then she just said, well, I'm a Christian. And I started laughing last night when I was telling that so called Donna, because I was remembering what you were saying when we were speaking with you.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was saying, well, I'm a Christian, and no, she wasn't really interested in any of that, and I'm going to put your friend back on the phone. And she gave Aunt Jabari back the phone.
But I was just telling you, when you find them out there, whatever they're doing, they are Christian.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you find one with a dick stuck up in his mouth, it's a Christian.
Yes, sir.
Could y'all hold on?
And one with a dog with his dick stuck in their butt, it's a Christian.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and they just play upon everybody. That's the game of the Christian.
Yes, sir. And that's why when he did last night, when he was speaking, and he said to Aunt so-called Donna and us that he was, when he comes up here, he was bringing his sister with him. I was telling Aunt so-called Donna what the sister had said to me.
T'Challa who, sir?
T'Challa who?
T'Challa who, sir?
T'Challa who? Yeah, he's bringing the Christian. He's bringing one of the devoutest enemies of the whole universe.
Yes, sir.
Remember, it is Christians that have the pollution.
Yes, sir.
Experimented with people with radiation, pumping pills into them.
Yes, sir.
And so when you say Christian, when they say Christian, it's dying a natural death. Don't nobody want to hear you when you talk Christianity no more. Christianity is dying a natural death.
Yes, sir.
We, like I had the person, Master Wasky, Father Muhammad, the Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had myself and that so-called Lorraine just going over those things last night. And then she had spoken with the female the night before that, but we don't always get to talk on everything each day. But she was telling me about the things that the so-called Christian had said and everything. We were reflecting on what we had just gotten from you yesterday evening and everything, and so that was like keeping the teachings on our mind up front.
That's right. You catch all these alcoholics running down the highway hitting and killing people, that's what they are.
That's right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Find anything that is filthy and corrupt, and you'll find at the bottom root of it a person claiming Christianity.
Yes, sir, that's right.
How much more Christianity do you need?
Yes, sir.
When you go to see a mouth shaping in the form of a place of picnic, say Christianity, you should be done long gone.
Yes, sir.
You should be able to learn how to read lips.
Yes, sir.
And just get the hell away. When they say they're Christian and pat you on the back and say, I love everybody, how in the hell can you love everybody? You don't love yourself, man. We see what a Christian love.
That's right. Yes, sir.
It would have been wonderful if it had been carried into practice. And when you're in it in the first place, Christianity is really, in its original form and carried into practice, is the Islam and the Muslims.
Yes,
sir.
Christianity means crystallized into the oneness of the real Christ.
Yes, sir.
They took a person and made him into a Christ and then want to tell you that this is the way that you... I have yet to see a Christian that can follow by the Ten Commandments, the laws and stuff.
That's right.
Show me one.
That's right.
You show me one that lives, but I have yet to see one. The other thing that it says that thou shalt not do, they do
side.
And they step in and tell you, well, you know, politics or business and religion don't mix. The hell is don't.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, you put your hands on the Bible for it and swear up and down this way. Why you swear a person in and inaugurate a thing when they're supposed to be a president or a politician or something?
Yes, sir.
But you're going to kill me and don't mix? Then you're behaving in a hypocrite way.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we have to face reality about this here. You don't see, you don't pick up no papers reading where they're running into banks, robbing banks over in the Holy Land.
That's right.
You understand what I say? You don't pick up no paper when you see that they got a red light district in the Holy Land.
That's right.
Where they got a pornography house in the Holy Land.
That's right.
You don't pick up no paper when you see no Muslim that run through a bank and shot up everybody and killed up everybody or run through the post office and shot up everybody because they done lost their job.
That's right.
You don't see them have to stand guard over a library or a place where you work at.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You can't show me that.
That's right.
You don't see them giving tickets out for people's hot riding up and down the road or trying to build a car up with all kind of power under the hood to fly off down the street to kill somebody.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you the truth. You don't see them over there in the Holy Land with their pants so tight up in their butt when they go to stick their tongue out, it seems like it's pulling the crotch of their pants. Yes. Or when they scratch their butt, feel like they're pulling on their tongue.
Yes, sir.
That's too tight. You understand what I'm saying? You can just sit in the laundry room and wash clothes and you'll see all of them when they come through wearing their pants that tight. You will see doodle marks in them.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, how you going to tell me that's right? They don't even know the proper way to wipe their chest.
Right.
How you going to have a person up sitting up in a confinement like this here and you coming around here and you see officers or females coming around through here with their pants so tight you can tell them when there's a pebble up under there?
Yes, sir.
What kind of sameness is that supposed to represent a law enforcement agency of righteous peoples?
Yes, sir. That doesn't sound like it.
Don't sound like it to me? Huh?
No, sir.
I'm just telling you the truth of the matter.
That's right.
And just supposed to be a God-fearing country, you got to stand on the corner and try to call people. When you pass by and you begging for money, the people in the church house turn up their nose at you talking about you's a bum.
Yes, sir.
That's what Christianity did. We're going to get rid of all the panhandlers. We're going to do this and do that.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Look at all the criminal activity. Who raised those people? Yes. If you bring the people that was raised by a monkey, they'll act like a monkey. Now, what would the monkey look like trying to talk about the people that is acting like a monkey?
Yes, sir.
The monkey raised them.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So when this person is talking about all the activity, celestial activity that's going on in that society, in the ghetto or wherever it is, he is the cause of it himself.
That's right.
He raised them.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You can't tell me somebody from China came over there and raised us.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying to do that? We went to the white man's school.
Yes, sir.
He raised us. So all that he thinks that he sees out there that he's dealing with is a projection of a picture to himself.
Yes, sir.
He's got a soft spot in it from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot.
Yes, sir.
And they want God to forgive them, and they're trying their best to do the God. God bless us to be successful at this, and look what they're doing everywhere else, saying, God damn all of you.
Yes, sir.
They want God to forgive them for the damnness that they're doing, but then when it comes to them forgiving you for something that they have tricked you into being, they say, damn you.
Yes, sir.
That don't fit. You'll be all right in heaven, they tell you. Very same ones that screwing it up down there want to sit up in a heaven somewhere with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm not the one. You can't go to church where the Christians is at and be up in the pulpit up there and look out there without seeing and telling everybody what kind of panties they got on, what color the hairs on their pubic area is. You can tell them everything about themselves. Now, what kind of person would be something like that supposed to be preaching the word of God? And what kind of people that be preaching the word of God all these years? I'm retired. I'm going fishing.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm retired. I'm going fishing. And then another person comes along to sucker the people.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You check his mouth.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the truth. So therefore, we have to learn the proper way. We need a God. We need a civilized man that would not fail in his job of civilizing us. A civilized man, is the duty is to civilize the other person.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's what it's supposed to do. And if you're not incapable of civilizing the person, then get out the way and let the civilized person. civilized to do his job. But they got it in America where if you come and you're civilized and you try to civilize people, they're going to contradict you because they want to be able to put the civilized person. They're not able to civilize the person because they can't civilize themselves.
Yes, sir.
When the new civilization or the civilization for the new world or the new future comes in, then automatically the majority of the people over here is not going to want to accept it. They're going to be battered. Why do I got to pick up my socks?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Why do
yes,
I got to dress this way? Why do I got to wash my dishes? Look, we're going into a kingdom of heaven, but it's not a kingdom of heaven that we're not going to have to work and build.
That's right.
We're going to have to work, and we're going to have a time schedule to get up. And just like it's 5 o'clock in the morning in the Nation of Islam, you better be up at 5 o'clock, and you're behind. Never did ever touch the bed between there.
Yes, sir.
And when you're shoving the stuff.
Yes,
if nobody touched that bed in between that hour, you would have to go take a full, complete ablution. That means the whole shower over again.
All right, yes, sir.
That's the way it used to be.
Yes, sir.
And that's the way it was with the old time. You see the old time father and mother, they was up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And you can tell each other, you better be up.
That's right, yes, sir.
I just have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You can go down there to that branch and back at there right now at 5 o'clock in the morning. You see Mrs. So-called Lewis Brown moving around.
Oh, yes, sir. That's right. I bear witness to that. Yes, sir.
5 o'clock, the slave master had the slaves up and out in the field. 5 o'clock, all over the planet Earth, all the righteous people got up and faced the east.
Yes, sir.
And they didn't touch their bed and come in and took aftercare.
Yes, sir.
That's what it was in the Nation of Israel.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
And they used to have a chair in the Holy Land, and